Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, I'm going to jump straight in it. Back in the future for rural youth in Queensland. Applications are now open for $50,000 grants. With that, I'm going to catch up, have a yarn with Lauren Ryan, Youth Futures Manager. And got Lauren on the line. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trevor.
Good, fantastic. Where are you based?
I'm based in Deniliquin in New South Wales.
All right, thank you very much. So, back in the future for rural youth in Queensland, applications now open for $50,000. Money's not everything, but I rank it right up there with oxygen. It's a good tool, isn't it?
It is a very handy tool. And if you've got an idea you want to get off the ground, $50,000 will help that happen.
Okay, fantastic. So, application now open. So, how do people go about it? Do you have a web page, or what's the process in regarding application, please, Lauren?
Yeah, so we certainly do have a website and an application form. So, it's on our website at frrr.org.au. So, that's frrr.org.au.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you can also just Google Backing the Future, and that will pop right up in the search bar there. But yeah, applications close the March the 17th, so plenty of time to get an application in.
And when you say, if you've got an idea, so look, broaden your thinking, so to speak, whatever idea, concept you got that engages youth, that's a goer, yes?
Yeah, so basically Back in the Future is a pretty exciting, unique opportunity for us. It's a partnership program with the Vincent Fairfax Family Foundation.
Mm.
And essentially what it is it's an opportunity for individuals within rural, regional and remote Australia to come up with an idea that supports young people in their community and then test it out with, $50,000 to make it come to life.
And we talk concept with regarding sporting, education, health, whatever case may be.
There's four different focus areas. So the project just needs to be new and innovative, and it needs to fit into one of those four focus areas. So they are to care for the environment, contribute to society, explore Christian faith and values, and access decent work. So it's a pretty broad spectrum of ideas there that they can fit in under.
Okay, so we're talking VFFF, and we're talking also FRRR. So in regards to how long has this been run for, and big thank you to the support from these organisations, these foundations, how long they've been at the table for?
Yeah, so this program's relatively new. It has been going for, this is the third grant round in Queensland now.
Yes.
So 3 years in Queensland. So we've got a cohort of 17 funded projects already in Queensland over the last couple of years. And we'd love to add another up to 10 projects in Queensland this grant round.
Beautiful. All right, fantastic. So thank you very much. This is great to hear. So let the mob know out there that, applications are now open up to $50,000. Is that the max, $50,000, Laura?
Yep. So it's just a straight $50,000.
Sure.
So you don't need to, you don't need to shortchange it and try and get in there under that $50,000.
Good.
And if you've just kind of heard this and thought, what exactly is this? Do I have an idea that might be worth it?
Mm.
Feel free to get in touch with me. Love to have a chat about, the opportunities that you have out there for the young mob.
Lauren Ryan, you keep smiling. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon, sister.
Thanks so much, Trevor. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Lauren Ryan, her name is a Youth Futures Manager for Backing the Future for Rural Youth in Queensland. Applications now open on January 25. And we're talking FRRR and VFFF, providing applications for eligible individuals for grants of $50,000 through the Backing the Future program. The funding supports people age 18 plus to develop innovative ideas that enhance the lives of people aged 12 to 30 in remote, rural and regional Queensland. So fantastic. Doors are open. Throw the iron in the fire. See if it lights up. That's what it's all about. Never know if you never ever go. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I can just taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Kinda like the place of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Lazy breeze blowing through your mind. Sky blue sea. Catch your feet there. Driving up the dusty red highway, I got this freedom flowing wind in my hair. Soaking up the wild desert country. All my worries are gone, I don't care. Hey mom, I can just taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Collect the place of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue.
Yeah.
Soon I'll be dreaming in blue.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
What are you fucking doing in here? Can't do work.
Yeah.
Spirit dreamer, super dreamer, the rainbow dreamer, spirit dreamer. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. The road ahead, get open for us, open to us, devoted to ya. What you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dreamer. Not too late. Apart, we won't let it separate. We're the people I've engaged, and we're destined to a state. And we've known it from the start. Do whatever it don't say. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. Initiated to lively hearts to bring good feelings.
Passage, feel the magic, earth and water, hope believes, still written in it.
Sweet surrender, feel your grace, to light my day, the people ready. What you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dreamer. Not too late, don't give up. The rainbow dreamer. Never stop.
Employer a remote community or you want to be one? You can apply now for get a grant for start make your local job that community blow you want them. The new remote jobs and economic development program, it go support all eligible employer for start make your new jobs are all go funded employer wages are equipment. For apply for the grant, visit the National Indigenous Australian Agency website, law niaa.gov.au/remote-jobs. Or ring up 1-800-079-098.
Station sponsor.
When you need medical care, ask yourself, do I need emergency care?
Nah.
Is this something a GP or nurse can treat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I wait for a routine appointment?
Mm-mm.
If you have an urgent, non-life-threatening issue like a cut, minor burn or sprain, get the treatment you need at a bulk-billed, walk-in Medicare Urgent Care Clinic. Find your closest clinic and open times at health.gov.au/MedicareUCC. Part of making Medicare stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Nyandabanapi Bamanda, Nyandabakat Nyandabamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
I've been to New South Wales. I've been to Queensland. I've been to New South Wales. Makes no difference where I go. I get that old TI blues. I've been to Adelaide. I've been to Darwin too. Canberra doesn't thrill me. Even Perth gives me the blues. I'm going back to TI. Back to the place where I belong. And no dragon's gonna get me. You need the fancy clothes wherever you may go. Folks will always greet you with a smile and say hello. I'm going back to TI, back to the place where I belong. And no dragon's gonna get me as long as I have you. Gets the blues, she hangs a little head and cries. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs a little head and cries. But when a man gets the blues, he grabs a plane and flies. Blues.
Big shout out to Aunty Cindy Drummond, based in Sydney, T.I. Blues. That's her track there, so fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text brother 0457140550. Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up with the Baldy One here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM, Bumber Drip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by the IGA crew and regarding the fruit they give us here, Boxer fruit. And in actual fact, that's Perry's. So big shout out to Perry's taking over at Edmonton and Brinsmead. And a big shout out to those guys. Thank you very much. Edmonton Police, we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay and he brought a bodyguard, First Year Constable Lachlan Roberts. And a very good morning. Gentlemen, how are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Lachlan, how are you going?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. There you go. Let's jump to you, Lachlan. First year constable, but look, a local boy, far north Queensland. So tell us your journey. Like 8 months into training down in Brisbane, come out of it, and your first appointment is back home, which is rare, is it not? Tell us the paint the picture, please.
Yeah. So like you do your academy 8 months. They go through a process beforehand though too, where they do a couple assessments, basic literature, numeracy. They'll accept you through that. And then academy, whether that's Townsville or in Oxley in Brisbane. And yeah, do your 8 months down there.
Did you choose Oxley or?
I did.
You did?
Yeah,
okay,
I did. Sure. At the time I was living in Brisbane. Move down to Brisbane for a little while too.
Sure.
And then they give out your preferences. For example, I put mine as Cairns.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was just really, really fortunate that I got my first preference in Cairns. And I do love it here and
Since you graduated, you are a police officer as of what, 3 months, 6 months?
Three months coming up.
Enjoying the journey?
Loving it.
And so you're based there at Edmonton?
Based out of Edmonton at the moment, yeah.
And you're senior sergeant Glenn Deli, so new recruit on board, got him under your wing?
Yeah, all 15 at the minute. We've got 15. Under our wing out there.
Edmonton, 15 new recruits?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, they're all at different levels of their first year. And, that's a continuing thing for the station is having new recruits coming through all the time, three or so months. Yeah.
So 15, we're talking male, females?
Both.
Yeah, both, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Any First Nation crew?
I don't think there is at this
stage. There you
stage.
Go, you mob. Yep. Opportunities there.
Yep, this is why we're on the radio.
QPS, need a bit of colour.
Absolutely, yep. So.
Fantastic. All right, so we're talking about first year constable. Mm. You senior sergeant Glenn Deli. Our topic today is about ranks.
Yeah.
So paint the picture, how does it work and how does someone get promoted and look a bit of brown nosing towards the senior sergeant or does that work or no? No.
That doesn't work. First misconception I want to get rid of is the sergeant is not always the oldest person in the room, you know. We regularly have people join up to the service later on in their life and when they attend jobs, it's a lot of the time people think that they're the person that's most senior in the room. And
a bit of grey hair, they look like, oh, that must be the sergeant.
Look, yeah, I'm a big fan of the grey hair, sporting a few grey hairs myself. But some of the times it's someone that's actually looks quite young that is the most senior and most experienced person. So how we tell that is obviously we're starting off as a constable. And on their epaulettes, if we have a quick look at their shoulders, there's not going to be any stripes or markings on there other than the Queensland Police on the epaulette.
Sure.
After they spend 5 years in the job, their senior constable, they're going to have two stripes on their shoulders. So they're identified by those two stripes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the top pay point of their senior constable, that's when you're going to start to see that they got a bar below those two stripes. And then, of course, after that, we've got the sergeant rank, which is the three stripes.
Mm.
Again, if you're looking for the sergeant in the room, he's going to have three stripes on his shoulders. So,
sure.
Yeah, and again, once he's been through all his pay points, he's going to have another one bar underneath those three stripes. All right, and
still classed as a sergeant.
Still a sergeant. Yep. And then, of course, you get to my rank there with the senior sergeant, and that's where we've got the crown and crest. So there's no stripes senior sergeant's. Epaulette. Between these ranks, though, you'll hear.
Is there a duration time thing?
Up to senior constable. Yes, that there's a time frame. They'll work away and find themselves as a senior constable. Just to attain the rank of sergeant, they're going to have to do some management studies, and then apply for those positions and win those positions on merit.
Oh, you apply for the positions?
Yep, correct. Yes. So okay. From sergeant onwards, you're going to be applying for your promotions.
Sure.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So they've done a bit
of work.
So
when the application is in, then seniors above will then look at how you're cruising in the job.
Yeah. Look, absolutely. We will look at how people are how they're travelling in the job. A lot of people, we can quickly identify our emerging leaders, but they still have to do some work with their management studies, and then obviously develop in. A number of different areas and put an application in for those positions.
And I'm thinking along the lines of leadership skills. Because as you're climbing up, you're dealing with more people underneath you, so to speak.
Yep.
And we're dealing with people, not product.
Absolutely.
It's about communication.
Yeah.
It's about respect, two-way street.
Absolutely. Temperament will come into
temperament,
that.
Yeah, thank you. Personalities, yeah, absolutely. Gotcha.
Yeah, and look, we can't you know, take them on board while we're actually going through that promotional process.
Sure.
But certainly that's something that we're looking for, you know, and it may come out in their examples that they provide us in their applications for promotion.
Sure. Mm. So you're senior sergeant.
Correct.
And so you the boss person at the station.
At Edmonton, correct.
At Edmonton.
Yep. Yep.
So who would outrank you?
At Edmonton Station?
No one.
Nobody.
Nobody, okay.
Yeah.
So who would come in if they're visiting? A senior, who would be the next person above senior?
Yeah,
sergeant.
So the next rank up there is when we get into our commission officers. And
okay.
Look, they're the guys with all the shiny stuff on their epaulets.
Yeah,
and,
gotcha.
And generally we'll be wearing the light blue clothes. They do wear the dark blue, and again, their epaulets will reflect their rank.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you've got an inspector, and after that, superintendent.
Mm.
Then we've got our district officer, so our chief superintendent, who's in charge of their Cairns district in the far north.
Okay.
And then above them, our assistant commissioner, Brett Schaferis, in the far north region.
Based in Cairns?
He's based in Cairns, yes. Of course, then we've got our deputy commissioners and commissioner right at the top of our organisation, looking after over 15,000
employees.
Yep.
In Queensland Police.
Mm, that's right, it. Yeah. Yep. So, of course, as we get up our ranks, there's less and less numbers.
So you, as senior sergeant, do you meet with other sergeants across the state? Do you have like a sergeant conference, so to speak?
Yeah. Look, we'll meet as officers in charge once a year. We have an officers in charge conference.
Usually in Brisbane?
No, that'd be held up here in Cairns.
Oh.
With our region.
Oh, with your region. Thank you. Yeah, gotcha.
Yep. I am a senior sergeant, officer in charge, but look, there's no... There's officers in charge that are sergeants and officers in charge that are senior constables as well. You know, their stations are, of course, a lot smaller than Edmonton's.
Sure.
You know, if we look at...
So they haven't got the sergeant epaulets, so to speak, the title, but they're senior in charge of the office.
Yes. So we got, you know, I mean, if we look at a station like the Miller, they've got a senior constable officer in charge. A lot of these one-man stations are senior constable officer in charge stations. When they're two-man, they're usually a sergeant officer in charge.
Yes.
Yep. So, and there can be some confusion there that because someone's an officer in charge, that they're a lot more senior than they probably are in rank, but that's not the case.
Sure.
Mm.
So if you've got a senior in charge, but they're not a sergeant, and a sergeant happens to walk into the station, that's the senior, is it not?
A senior sergeant
is
a rank above the sergeant. Yep.
If they're just calling in, it's happened to be in the area.
There's
communication there, respect in regard to the position you hold. But
the OIC position would be that they're in charge of the area. But yeah, certainly. Look, if there's an event that happens in an area, sergeant's in charge, and a district duty officer who's a senior sergeant arrives and takes command of that. Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. By rank, he's in charge of that situation.
Yep. So all about leadership, all about climbing the ladder, what have you. But you know, with a passion, with a vision, and with progression, I would say. Yeah.
And the other thing I'll add there is the acting. You'll hear us talk about acting.
Yeah.
They're just. Performing the role of the rank above them. That's what's going on there.
Okay, because you've been acting in a couple of places, like up north when you go to Cape York somewhere.
Yeah, so if I'm in the inspector role, I'm acting in that role.
Yes.
I'm not an inspector rank.
Okay,
as
there you
yet.
Go.
That's not my
hence the word
rank.
Acting.
Yeah, so that's what's going on there. If you hear that acting in front of them, their substantive rank is the rank below that they're acting in. And look, many people act in these ranks and perform as well as the people that are in those roles.
Yeah, fantastic. Back over to first year constable Lachlan Roberts. So, did you have the vision? What did you do before police officer?
So I was just a civil labourer around Cairns originally, and then I did a bit of insulation in Brisbane. But
was the vision always to become a police officer?
When I was in high school, it was. So I was probably in grade 10, grade 11.
So why didn't you jump straight into it when you finished school?
Because I, at the time, I had a couple of
good family friends that were cops at the time, and I was told a bunch of different kind of things about being able to apply at a certain age. Life experience, things like
that. Sure, gotcha, okay. So you went and lived life, get a bit of maturity about you?
Is what I was told, yeah. Okay. And then I was in Brisbane for about a year, and there was the big jump for recruits to come in.
Yep.
And yeah, so basically saw it and jumped at it. Like I'm only 22 at the moment. Sure. And jumped right at it, and straight away I was in, and
there you are. Obviously.
Here I am now. Here you are.
Fantastic. With a vision for like 5, 10 years, 15 years, you know.
Hopefully, this is job for life.
Okay, career path
is definitely what I'm hoping for.
The vision of climbing the ladder. Yeah,
we'll definitely see. Still very very early days, but yeah, hopefully.
Fantastic. So I always wanted to ask Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, when you're watching TV shows, like I'm a Blue Blood man, love Blue Blood with Tom Selleck and what have you. All the stuff that officers or coppers do, police officers do on TV shows.
I've got to burst your bubble, but Hollywood, Hollywood has let you down. look. Some of the stuff. It depends what show you're watching, but some of the stuff can be quite accurate on and you know, certainly working in the job, it's you know, a very exciting and entertaining role to be in.
Sure.
But yeah, Hollywood has its little turn on that sometimes. And
but we were just talking about acting.
Yeah. And
senior acting. Acting sergeant.
So I don't find myself watching too many police movies or shows because.
Or do you shake your head at it or frustrate you? Yeah. That wouldn't have happened. And
wife gets upset at me just tearing it apart. This cannot happen.
You pick all the movies out, so you don't watch a cop movie with the family.
That's right, yeah. So certainly not like Beverly Hills Cop. Not even
Sure. Lachlan, you that way inclined? Would you watch a cop movie and think, you know?
I love a good Bad Boys movie.
Okay.
But
that's far-fetched, eh?
Very far-fetched. Yeah, it's definitely nothing like them. But,
They love smashing up cars, don't they, in the movies?
Yeah, well, just think of all the disciplinary stuff, all the things they're doing wrong and where they end up in a lot of trouble in the Queensland Police Service, you know. Yeah, so we try and be a lot more professional, and that takes a lot of the humour out of it, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah. So I noticed, Lachlan, you got your camera on.
Yes.
So we spoke about this before, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy. That is a must. It's part of the uniform, isn't it? It's got to be switched on at all times.
Massive part.
Yep. So anytime they're exercising power, that
so if they're driving, they don't have it on. No. But when they're getting out of the car to talk to somebody, they put it on straight away. There's the community. So with the camera, there's also hearing as well to what's going on in the conversations.
Yeah, yep. So it does do audio and video.
Audio and video, yep, there it is. Yep, fantastic.
Yep.
So it protects both the officer and the constituents out there.
Correct.
Protects both parties.
Very handy tool. Certainly if people make complaints about police actions, that's our go-to. Yeah,
sure. And if they're in the wrong, that's your go-to.
That's our go-to. Exactly. It does get rid of a lot of complaints with people that are upset with how police have conducted themselves.
Sure.
Sometimes, a lot of the times, it's just a misunderstanding.
Yep.
A lot of the times. And look, where officers have done the wrong thing, you know, like I've explained previously, that video footage is uploaded to a cloud. That happens as soon as they put them into the charging docks.
Yep.
And police are unable to tamper with that.
Locked away. Yeah, there it is.
It's locked away. Yep. So there's no files that it can be deleted by any officers.
Fantastic.
I can go back through anyone's day and have a look at all of their.
And
footage.
How long does the footage stay there for?
It's always there.
Oh, it's always there. There it is. Beautiful.
It's always there. Look, we can put caveats on them so. Other officers can't look at some of that footage.
Sure.
Certainly if there's some sensitive stuff. And it's not deleted.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, thank you for talking to us about ranks and how it all works. And now you've just come through as in like 6 months now coming into the job. How often do they recruit? Is it a six-month thing, a yearly thing? Or
look, we're recruiting all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I believe at the moment each month we've got new recruits coming through.
Okay.
They have a new group graduating each month, pretty much.
Okay, there you go.
I'll give a shout-out to you. I don't know whether you remember Tamina Williams up at Bamiga.
Tamina Williams,
She was our PLO at Bamiga. When was that? 2023. We spoke with her about September, and now I've seen Tamina popping up and coming through that recruiting process as an officer. You know, it was really nice to see Bamiga represented in that group of recruits, because we, you know, we do get a lot of people from the southeast and some of our major cities that are applying, and you know, here's a woman, a mother, there in Bamiga, and she's putting her hand up. So, you know, I wish her very well through that recruiting process. Good.
Fantastic. So she's going to become an officer and live in the PLO platform.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, beautiful. All right, good yarning with you. Lachlan, nice to meet you. Senior and local boy, of course, brother. Good to see you again. Senior Sergeant Glendalough, big shout out to your team there at Edmonton. Yep. And we'll talk soon, gentlemen.
Good on you. Thanks.
Awesome, all right, thanks.
Fantastic. A beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, and yarn up strong about the ranking. That was our topic today. How does it rank? How does it work? And you've got to put an application to apply for a position going up. Do your job, and with the application sitting at the table, you doing your job, there's the progress, and you climbing up the ladder. So there it is. Fantastic. Good to talk to a first-year constable and how it works, and the progress behind that as well. Townsville or Oxford, I think Lachlan mentioned, down in Brisbane. And now he is here, a local boy, put his preference into where he wants to be. He said Cairns. Well, Edmonds is just down the road, so still catch up with the family. Fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Baba waiyar ni lumai giangela ngamunia kaimel inukubilnu kurusi Kaiga Baba Waya Ninu Maiki Mari Baba Waya Ninu Maiki Angela Send your Holy Spirit down. Father, send your holy angel to be me. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, the ball you run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Looking at news here, the conversation. New evidence confirms our Indigenous languages have a common source, but how they spread remains a mystery. Have you ever wondered how Australia's many Indigenous languages relate to one another and how far back the connections go? The Australian continent has been settled by Indigenous people for over 60,000 years, but just how old are the languages spoken today and where they originate? Our research provides some answers to these questions, and the answers throw up new interesting puzzles. There's a long-standing proposal that all the Indigenous languages of continental Australia come from one language called Proto-Australian. This hypothesis is based on observation going back to the 19th century that many Indigenous languages show similarities in grammar and vocabulary. However, without proper testing, it is not possible to know whether these similarities are best explained as inheritance from a single ancestor language or in some other way, such as borrowing, which would not require a single ancestor language. Our recent research, the first evaluation of the Proto-Australian hypothesis, shows it is supported. Proto-Australian was most likely spoken about 6,000 years ago in the top end of Northern Territory when it spread across mainland Australia. It displaces all the other languages spoken before. One big question is how the spread took place. Language spread is usually associated with population movements or economic and technological change, but there's no clear evidence for population movement or economic and technological change in the past 10,000 years. This suggests we need to develop new models of how language spreads and of Australian prehistory. So very true. We need to investigate and do the research on that and keep our language alive, keep our culture alive. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Carragher, Russ Effe, this is your daily program, National Talkback. Trendy Trev, about to sign off you, Mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talkback, your program. Murray, just steering it. That's all I'm doing. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. I've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you, Mob. Too deadly.
Yeah, John Murray, it's hard when few are here, but some have spoken long time ago. Some are here today, willing to tell us. Have you heard of Ujuru Nunaka? Well, their stories are recorded in books, maybe taped. And have you heard David Unipon? He gave knowledge to Miglu of a lot of tribes. Many are whole, are still here, walking, talking, singing. We are they that come from the land. on my Murrays. Of today, Avaria speaking, telling, writing, and reliving. Waka waka, gabi gabi. Jagara, still there. They're all there in the wind, rain, sun, bush, morning and night. You will feel proud to be Aboriginal if you give all your tribes the power to live. The spirit of one tribe is all. Bama, Maurice.
So sad, my dear, why are you looking so blue? Are you thinking of someone so far away in that beautiful place called Tiara?